console or accessories, press 1. For faster service, please have your Xbox serial number ready. You can find this 12-digit number under your Xbox console
no,
in the barcode sticker.
There's no
please
barcode sticker.
Please power off your Xbox before turning it over.
Thank you for calling Xbox Customer Care. My name's Danny. May I have your first and last name, please?
John. Oh, first and last name or last and first?
First and last name, please.
John Mitchell.
M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Thanks, John. And can I have your phone number, please?
813-672-6759.
Thank you very much, John. And how may I help you today?
Yeah, I'm testing out the Xbox system. I'm a beta tester, and it just isn't, I guess it froze halfway into the, I'm playing the older Xbox game trying to see if it'll work, just as a test, and I got halfway through and it just, like, froze, and I'm not sure what to do.
Excuse me, John, but you mentioned you're a beta tester?
Yes.
For a developer?
No, for the Xbox 360. What do you mean, developer? I'm just beta testing from a third-party company that Microsoft, I guess, hired, and I'm beta testing for them. I mean, I didn't originally sign up myself. My little brother and my family just signed me up, and I was so happy to know that I got to beta test, but I beta tested other systems and games before, but I just so happy I got to do this.
So you're getting an error message on the beta version of the 360?
No, it's just the remote, like the controller. You know, the left thumbstick and the left control pad are not working as I get to this one point in the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and what game are you beta testing?
Well, I'm just testing my own game.
So you're saying it's backward compatible?
They told me to test to see if it worked or not.
Okay. And there's an error message?
There's no error message. I just said, like, the controller will work, but the other half of the controller is not working.
Well, I do apologize for being John. One moment, please. And,
excuse me, do you think this is a joke? I'm not kidding around. I can hear the sarcastic in your voice, sir. This is not a joke. I'm trying to beta test this system. And if you're going to harass me, I'm going to talk to my teacher, or not teacher, the manager who's letting me beta test, and I'll have your ass fired, unless you can be serious with me, sir. Okay, I am beta testing this system.
One moment. One moment, please. I have to put you on hold, because, unfortunately, we don't have any troubleshooting tips as of yet for the 360.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have to confer with the supervisor first. Can I put you on hold, John?
Sure.
One moment, please. I'll be right back.
I love that.
That was awesome. Shut up, don't say anything. But if he comes back. You're my god, okay?
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
So what are you planning to have happen?
Cold music is fly.
Thank you for patiently waiting, John.
Okay.
Well, One moment before I connect it to a supervisor, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
What?
Please wait.
Okay, someone go.
Who?
Someone, just go.
What do you mean, go?
Alright, you won't do
talk?
That?
Come on, you can do it.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Alright, go for it.
On the line with me now is a supervisor. His name is Matt, and he'll be addressing any issues regarding the Xbox.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer care. Matt, here's John. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hi, John. Chris Payton told me that your 360 beta tester, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. When they gave you the actual hardware, did they give you any other number apart from the 1-800-4-MY-XBOX?
No, they gave me a packet, but that's at my house. I'm at my brother's house doing them the system. I'm just testing out over here, and I don't have the packet. You know, I mean, I live like 45 minutes away, and the only thing I could think about calling was the normal Xbox line.
Yeah, of course, I mean, because basically, you know, about 6 months away from actually
going
out of the public. There has not been any kind of training in the facility for that hardware. Let me just see and check if there's any other possible number that might have been floating around here that I can possibly give you to get it.
And okay. sir, that guy who I was talking to previously, I mean, I'm seriously, I'm testing the system, and I've made a test before, and I've had people like him I've talked to, and I cannot take people laughing at me, thinking sarcastic. Because that's crap. And how can you have people to work there just sitting there laughing at me? Oh, yeah, this guy's not for real, you know, because I could hear the sarcastic in his voice. So, I mean, I'm just letting you know that was very rude, sir.
Yeah, I apologize about that. I didn't make sure that they touched on that. But definitely, taking the situation more serious than it did.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and put you on hold for a second and see if I find something for you next.
Okay.
That's
amazing. Okay.
He's gonna fire that other guy probably.
Bro?
Oh shit. What happened?
Oh no, it's still there. Okay, quiet.
I'm gonna be right back.
Okay.
Who just dropped out?
Oh, boy, the guy recording.
No, that's me.
Okay, quiet. As quiet as possible.
sir?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. I was checking here with other supervisors here to see exactly what he knew the situation. Fortunately, we have not been given numbers from myself directly. Situation where probably in your packet somewhere regarding the email or telephone number. Fortunately, we haven't given kind of internal numbers here. And nobody's trained on freaking here together.
Okay. Do you think there's like, if you ever get the number in the future, I could leave you a message that you can give to them, possibly?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I can forward some information to our supervisors here.
Okay.